I think you've just got to look at this thing in the totality of the movement over the past 3 years. And when you look at it that way, on net, this is a tax cut. The entire package is a tax cut to Kansas taxpayers.
You know, Governor, Democrats are out today saying that the fact you won't acknowledge that this is a tax increase, what happened in the last session, is a sign that you're living in a dream world. What do you say to that?
Well, I wish they'd put forward proposals that they supported. The Democrats didn't put forward a single proposal in this legislative session that could be debated. The only thing they wanted to see happen was the entire everything fail. So if they're not willing to put forward proposals, I don't know that they have much credibility to criticize.
In the past, they say they've come to your rescue. They've stood by tax increases and tried to help out during tough times, and then Republicans ran against them in the next election. So why should they have helped out this time?
Well, if they don't think they have reasonable alternatives to put forward, I guess they don't have a responsibility. But if they're not going to put forward proposals, then I don't think they really should stand to criticize the same that they are doing so loudly now. Then put forward your proposals and stand by them.
You know, you continue to maintain, Governor, that your business tax cuts were the right move and have benefited the state. But why are you standing by that when job growth is among the slowest in the country and you had to raise taxes on every resident of the state? I'm talking about the sales tax to fill a budget hole created by the original cuts.
Well, the original cuts were primarily across the board income tax cuts. Overall, two-thirds of the cut went to income taxpayers, not to small business. And I've got, you know, these numbers, I'm not sure what you're citing to, Steve, but our economy grew at an annual rate of 1.8% in 2014, beating the region in almost every state in the area. In the Kansas City market, which is so competitive for us, we're outgrowing private sector jobs on the Kansas side 90%. Of the time faster than on the Missouri side on these month-by-month measurements taking place. Private sector job growth, one of the key indicators I ran on. We've had 72,000 new private sector jobs since I've taken office. And all the other one that we pushed hard economically is personal income growth, and we've seen that grow since I've taken office. So those are measures that are there, and the performance is moving up. The thing that's happening, Steve, I think it's striking, is that while Kansas's rankings are improving, the overall economy is not improving in the nation compared to what it was prior to President Obama. The national economy is underperformed, and yeah, while we're doing better within a poorer economy, it still doesn't feel that good, even though our numbers are improving.
The last numbers I've seen, and I'll cite the numbers, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, this is the sort of the Bible of the job growth industry here in terms of tracking these numbers. They just ranked Kansas 42nd nationally, 8 from the bottom for job growth nationally, using numbers from April 2014 to April 2015. Those numbers don't suggest the tax cuts are working.
And a month earlier, we were tied for number one in the nation on this, Steve. If you take, if you try to take a pinpoint of one point from another one and try to take the worst situation you possibly can, and you include public sector jobs, because our focus has been private sector jobs, private sector job growth. 2 months ago, we were number one in the nation, tied for number one with Utah on private sector job growth. I think you've got to look at the totality of the picture and look at also at the prior performance. Kansas had been an underperformer for a number of years, and we're improving our rankings overall when you look at the total picture.